Morning, Rabbi Sly. Whilst I was preparing, I came across something that I thought was quite interesting, and I hope you'll also find it interesting, in the Inyan of Erev Tavshilin. The minhag is that one takes, and the chabba brings down, the minhag is that one takes one baked item and one cooked item as an Erev Tavshilin. I think commonly people take a matzah and a hard-boiled egg. But this is not the. This is interesting, but this isn't the interesting bit that I was going to tell you. Yeah, Agav, it brings down here. It says, "We bought this as a chefetz shel mitzvah, therefore zeh keli van veyu applies to the erev tavshilin as well, and therefore it says that one should make sure that one takes a sholem, a whole roll, or in the case of a matzah, one should take a complete matzah, not just a kazayis of broken matzah, als chashivas." And it says also, as the chashivas of the mitzvah, the lachatchila, one should take a piece of fish or a piece of meat, because basar v'dogim have more chashivas maybe than a hard-boiled egg. On the other hand, I think it's a minhag olam. A lot of people, I know my parents always used a hard-boiled egg together with the matzah, so I'm not sure. But it says quite clearly, it's brought down, the Tushra brings down a number of people who say that Vibalt, this is a chevet shal mitzvah, therefore, bos of a dogim is more choshev, and a sholem is more choshev. When you're taking a matzah, take a complete matzah, and when you're taking your cooked item, then it should be something choshev. Okay, then, the interesting halacha that I came across, I thought was quite interesting, was as follows. What happens if somebody wants to make an Erev Tavshilin, and for whatever reason, he doesn't have a baked item. He only has a Tavshil, and he doesn't have, right? Now we say, in our Nusach of Erev Tavshilin, that this is going to be Mateh for us, La'afuye, to bake, Ulvashule, and to cook, Ulad Lukishraga, and to light candles. Well, we don't say that when you're preparing your Erev Tavshilin, that you should maybe half light a candle or prepare the wicks like you do on Erev Shabbos or like you do for the Chanukah menorah. Yeah, it doesn't say that anywhere that you do that. Yeah, and then it says So I mean, we were speaking last week about making the beds. Yeah, tidying up the bedroom on Erev Shabbos in order that Friday night the beds should be nice and tidy. So maybe I should fold a pillowcase and put that together with the Erev Tavshilin. We don't say that. We say that we put out a Tavshil and we put out a baked item, and somehow the Tavshil and the baked item represent the melochas that we want to do on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, and that's good enough. What happens if you've got a Tavshil only? Yeah, then the poskim discuss it. We've only got a minute, so I'll say, Kitzer, if you've got a tavshil only and you make an Erev Tavshilin with a tavshil only, yeah, it doesn't only help for cooked items, it helps for everything. In other words, if somebody for some reason hasn't got a spare matzah and can't afford to, for some reason or another can't get hold of a matzah, hasn't got a matzah, and he can't prepare, he can do an Erev Tavshilin with a tavshil only. What happens if it's the other way around? You've got a tavshil, you haven't got a tavshil, right? Sorry, what happens if you haven't got a baked item? Yeah, we said you've got a tavshil, but no baked item is okay. What happens if you've got a baked item and no tavshil? If you've got a baked item and no tavshil, this is the interesting halacha. I thought they would at least help you for baking. It doesn't even help you for baking. Right? An Erev Tavshilin without a tavshil, Erev Tavshilin we call it, yeah? An Erev Tavshilin without a tavshil, even if you've got a baked item, and you plan to make an Erev Tavshilin, but you only have the matzah and you don't have the fish, not only does it not help you that you can't bake on Erev Shabbos, you can't even cook on Erev Shabbos, you can't bake on Erev Shabbos, you can't do anything on Erev Shabbos with it, the Erev Tavshilin somehow, the boss can discuss it, but they say that the tavshil represents the Erev Tavshilin. If you've got a tavshil, then you've got an Erev Tavshilin. If you haven't got a tavshil, doesn't matter what else you've got, it won't help you.
Started at Turaway, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Aleph Nissan, 29th of March, Rabbi Tzvi, David Cohen, Shlita of Tiferes, Amanura High, Haggadah Insights. This week's Torah was sponsored by Nishmas Moraz Baruch Habas, Rabbi Eliyokim Yehuda Aleh Hashem, and Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Yosef Dovben, Rabbi Shem Michal Tzvi Itzkowitz, Zichrono Livracha.
Thank you. Very good morning. So, for Haggadah Insights, I'd like to begin with a Gemara. The Gemara is in Psachim. Where else would you find it? And it's Daf Kuf Tes. So the Gemara says, "V'leivchasu le'miarba kaises." One should not have less than 4 cases of wine at the Seder night. Ask the Gemara, "Heichem esaknin rabbonon? How could rabbonon make a takana midah da'osibul de'sakana, something which is dangerous? Why is it dangerous?" V'hotanya bilanta brisa le'yechal odom trei v'le'yish the trei v'le'kaneach trei v'le'aset tzrochav trei. Person should not have zugais in the eating of a particular food, particular drink of wine. Right? A person shouldn't do anything in pairs because it's a sakana. The sakana is mechashvim, so there's sorcerers, there's mazikim, and these things are prone to harm people who are doing things in pairs. So the basic and simple understanding of that is because the idea of pairs is emphasizing duality, as in it's shtei reshuyos. It's not just one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it empowers the mazikin, and Taisus brings mazikin and mechashvim perhaps. So therefore one should avoid doing it. So the Gemara asks, how can we have dalet kaisis? So the Gemara brings a number of terutzim. The Gemara says, either Reb Nachman says, Leil Shimurim, okay, it's a night where we are guarded from mazikin. The next Gemara says, Rava says, Kais shel brocha mitztaref letoivo v'einim mitztaref lero, the Kais of brichas ha-mozoin does not join together with the others for, so it's 3 cups and not 4, so to speak. Ravina says that even though we have 4 cups, derech erus, each kais is a mitzvah b'anpei nafshei, so they don't join together in pairs. And then Gemara finally says that ton rabbonon, shoyseh kiflayim domi bereishay, a person who does drink pairs is harming themselves and they are responsible for their own life. Amar Rav Yehuda, emesai bezman sheloi ro pnei hashuk. That's true if a person is not roye pnei hashuk, doesn't see the face of the market. You got into the street and between each one, you're okay. Roye pnei hashuk hashus biyodei. So it's brought in the name of the Vilna Gaon that this last opinion in the Gemara, the roye pnei hashuk takes away the problem of zugois, is the source of Raminik. Peischin adeles. We say shveicha moscha lagoy. We all go to the door. We open the door. Why are you opening the door? So it's brought to the name of the Gaon. It's because of zugois. We're having 4 cases. So the way to get around that is, we go out to the street. You go out to the street, you've got a problem with zugois, and that's how we open the door. That's what's brought the name of the Gaon. The Minchas Elozon, Mukacher says, absolutely not. He says he doesn't believe Per Kodshei Shel Gaon ever said such a thing. He said, it's not clapping the Gemara. The Gemara says you've got to go out, right up in the Ashuk, to open your door, standing inside your house. And what happens if you're living in Chatzera, as most people did, they're living in a big building. You open your door, you're in a courtyard, you're not in the Shuk. So he said, that's not the reason. So what is the reason why we open the door? At Shalecha Moscha. So Chassam Sofer also ties in the opening of the door to this Gemara of Zugais. And he says it's the first chapter, second chapter in the Gemara. The Gemara says that to get around the problem of Zugais, it's because of Leil Shimurim. So we are opening the door to show that it's Leil Shimurim. We're night where we are protected, so we don't have no fears. I'm happy to open the door, so to speak. Because Baruch Hu is protecting us from Mazikim. And that's why I can have my Zugais. I can have my cases in pairs. That's some Sefer writes. But if one wants to look at the Pashtus Hadvarim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, tells us slightly differently. The Ramah says, when it comes to Yesedini HaSeder, when it comes to the last cases of the Seder, Yeshayimrim, Sheyesh Leima Shveicha Moscho Kaidem Lilonu, we should say Shveicha Moscho, Viliftayach Hadeles, and we open the door. Why do you open a door? Kedein is koyishu leil shimurim. To remember, it's a leil shimurim. It is a leil shimurim. We are opening a door to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show us, to show everyone. I'm not worried. Tonight I don't have to worry about mazikin. Not because of zugos of the koyishes, but poshut to show that I am putting my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a leil shimurim. And then the Mishabur says, sorry, the Ramah says, phenomenal thing. Ubizchuse munezu yovei Mashiach. Ve'yishbei chamosi ala akum. If we go to the door, we open it up, we're making a declaration. I am putting all of my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Mishabur says, we don't say part Psukim of Kriyashma for Shemira that night. We are showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am fully guarded by you. It's Leil Shimurim. You are the one who's protecting me. And by doing that action, with that proper intention, that proper emunah, this is a Leil Shimurim. Hashem, look, my door's open, I don't need protection. Bizchus, it says the Ramos, excuse me for saying that Chasid Shabbat, it's a Ramos, Ramos says, Bizchus emunezu yofei Mashiach. This is what's going to bring Mashiach. V'yishbei chamos el akum, when Mashiach comes, then it'll be shvei chamos ha legoyim. He will bring his wrath against the goyim and won't have anything to be concerned about. V'chein noyagin, the Mishnah Berurah says, and from here we have another minik. See, he says, להגיל באילו מדינאיס למזג קייס אחד יסה מהמסובין וקיירו נעשה קייס של ילנובי for that same reason we pour a קייס של ילנובי לרמז שאנו מאמינים שכשם שגאלנו השם יסברך ממצרים היא גאלנו עוד וישלח לנו את אליהו לבשרנו. Same idea that we are doing an action of a hiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You took us out of Mitzrayim. I have emunah shleimo. Ani mamim b'emunah shleimo that you are going to take us out of this golus. That's why we pour a kesher le'elovi, says Mishnah Berurah. So we're opening the door, and in that tzchus we will bring Mashiach. We're showing our faith in Mashiach coming, and that will actually bring Mashiach. And the same to pour the kesher le'elovi. The Divrei Chaim of Tzanz once heard a person talking and saying that, you know, he's. But this so-and-so saw Mashiach Eliyahu HaNavi. This person saw Eliyahu HaNavi. And he says, I don't want to see Eliyahu HaNavi. I much prefer to leave my Emunah Pshuta. I know there's Eliyahu HaNavi. I know Eliyahu HaNavi is going to become Nevasreinu. If I see Eliyahu HaNavi and I can't recognize the godless and I see the Navi coming, I've taken away from my Emunah in Eliyahu HaNavi. I prefer not to see him. But the idea of pouring a kais is to show I have the absolute faith Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. So the Imre Noyam, Rami Avijikov, he says a different understanding as to why we open our door. He says, we open a door, we say Shvei Chamos Chalagoyim, is because the Pasuk says, Va'atem le'seitzu ish mi Pesach beisei adreki. No one is allowed to go out in the house of Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to leave your house. Now, you may have thought that the reason why one can't leave the house at the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is because it's a COVID era. You know, there's a plague, Deve Be'ir. There was Deve. There was people dying, people dropping dead in every single house in Mitzrayim. In every single house where there was a Mitzri, there were people dying. At least one person dying. So people are going to be thinking, of course, we're staying indoors. The Gemara says, "Dever beir, kanis raglecho." If the Gemara says, if there is a plague in the city, stay indoors. Close your doors, stay inside. Right? I think it was Rava who said he closed his windows in the time of Dever, locked up his windows. So a person might be thinking, Akash Bo, who says, stay indoors. You know why you stay indoors? It's good medical advice. Because there's a Dever beir. Says, Imraim says, no. We open our doors to show that we have no fear from any machlo midabekes, any contagious disease that might be coming. We're not going to worry. Our doors are wide open. That's what we're going to do. B'lein Yetzias Mitzrayim, my door can be open. I won't go out. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me not to. Why am I protected? Not because I'm behind doors and behind windows. I'm protected. I have the dam on the mezuzahs, on the mashkev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, put the dam there, it'll be protected. And that's why we open the door, the Imraim says. To show that the Leilat Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was about the protection was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from nothing else. It's actually interesting as to what that protection was of putting the blood on the doors. Is the Pasuk tells us, the Pasuk says that the blood is put should be put on the doors, and Rashi says, why? Shemacha shenitan eshus lemashchis lechabel eini mavkim mitzadik verosha. So don't go outside your house, right? Stay inside your house because eini mavkim mitzadik verosha, the mechabel, the malach who brings destruction, is not going to differentiate between good and bad. And it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ovar, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed through Mitzrayim, Ve'ovar Aslam al HaMashkif, Vashtei HaMezuzet, So Pasach Hashem al HaPesach, Ve'itin HaMashkif Slovil B'teichem Ninguif. So you have your blood on your doorpost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going through Mitzrayim, and you will not allow the Mashkif to come into your home. The obvious problem which all the Mephoshim deal with is that we say in HaKadosh Hu Pesach, Ve'avarati Beret Mitzrayim B'laylo Hazeh, Nivle Malach, Nivle Sarov, there is no Mashkif. There's no Malach HaMashkif who needs the power to differentiate with Tzadik Rosha. There's no concern there. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai is not Madonna. It's a Mafkim, Tzadik Rosha. So which Mashkis is there? So the Amr Foshim, they say, I think I saw this in the Pshim Shvab and other places, that the actual concern or the purpose of a Mashkis coming into the houses to kill was not to kill the Mitzrim, was not to kill the Bechor. But because it says in the Pasuk, Bechor Lehei Mitzrayim, Esa Shvotim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will destroy all of the Lehi Mitzrayim. That happened at the time of Makas Bechairis. It had to happen, and it couldn't happen, some say, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Because the Shechina wouldn't come into the place where there's Avodah Zarah, you know, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Mashkis to destroy the Lehi Mitzrayim. And when you destroy the Lehi Mitzrayim, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in Makas Bechairis. So that means every single house where there's Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, a Mashkis is going to enter. To destroy the Lehi Mitzrayim. When the Mashkis comes in, then it's not Mavchin, it's Adi Grosha, we kill everyone else as well. So what do we have to do? We've got to be thinking, is there Avodah Zarah in my house? But we know the Yidden in Mitzrayim had Avodah Zarah. Go have the Avodah Zarah. Halonu have the Avodah Zarah, halonu have the Avodah Zarah. So the Mashkis would have come into the house. So what's the help of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Jumping over the houses of the Yidden,
The Mashkis is coming to the house of Yivne, Avodah Zarah. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a simple solution. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah, Mishchu, that's right. So what do? We take the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, we slaughter it, we make a public declaration, I no longer worship this Avodah Zarah. Look, see, I'm publicly putting the blood on the doorpost, on the mezuzahs in the Mashkoiv. I've been mevatel my Avodah Zarah. Person, mevatel is Avodah Zarah, has got no din Avodah Zarah anymore. And I say, the Mashkis is not going to come into the homes. So now I can have my door open, I'm not a problem. Because Shvok was not, you know. That's the understanding of what the Mashkis, the Madam was. It was to stop the Mashkis coming in to destroy the Lehei Mitzrayim, and thereby, by chance, also harming the Tzadik and the Rosha. So, stop doing. Mashkis can't come in now. There's no Avodah Zarah in this house for the Mashkis to come into. And I couldn't Shvok is Mashkis and Tzadik and the Rosha. So that's really what was happening. So that's why we say, by the opening of the door, Shvei Chamos Chalagoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm opening my door. Says Zimrinayim, I'm opening my door. And you know what? You can be Shvei Chamos Chalagoyim, I haven't got any concern. I don't have to worry about any danger coming to my house, any machne coming to my house, any disease coming to my house, because I know it's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machne, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, Le'el Shemun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect the tzaddik, and only the Rosh will get harmed. But as I said, the pashtus of what opening your door is, it's to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have full trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochel, there is nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Elil Shemurim Lashem, and that's for the same reason we pour the Kreis Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Ramo is telling us it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to focus on the Bias HaMashiach. That's what he says, U'beschusei Yovei Mashiach V'yishbech HaMas Elakum and so to Eliyahu HaNavi. So in these psukim, the Prima Shvab has a fascinating comment. It's really a beautiful idea. He writes that it was in the year Tofrich Tzadik, Parshas HaChodesh. He was Meshevsei Shabbos, Etzel Meron HaKodesh, the Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. Shem Shabbos by the Chofetz Chaim for Shabbos. And he writes, Beleil Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim spoke. And he says, Ben Nissan Nigalu, Uben Nissan Asidin Lehigoel. My famous Chazal, that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim in Nissan. And this one is an opportune time for the future for us to be redeemed as well. Said the Chofetz Chaim, even though that we have to be mamin and hope and wait for Mashiach the whole time throughout the whole year, al pidin tzrichim netzapais li Yeshua bekol chaydesh nisan kesofei kashoku. Said the Chofetz Chaim said. Meaning, I believe in the coming of Mashiach. I don't know when he's going to come. I'm netzapet li Yeshua. I hope Mashiach will come today. And 6 months ago, I hoped Mashiach would come that day. What are the chances of Mashiach coming then? I don't know. Just awful. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. 1% chance. 0.5%. 3%. 5%. I don't know the chances of Mashiach coming. But says the Chofetz Chaim, when it comes to the month of Nisan, today, where we are now, Yud Alef Nisan, we have to believe 50-50 chance. Sofik Hashokul. It's halachic terminology. Sofik Hashokul. An equal doubt. 50% chance, 50% yes, 50% no. That's an obligation for a Yid to believe that now in the month of Nisan is a Sofik HaShokul that Mashiach is going to come. That's how much we have to believe in the coming of Mashiach. He then writes that the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Chana Wasserman, was once in America in Baltimore. And he starts writing that the Chofetz Chaim, the Rabbi Chana was in Baltimore, but then he seems to continue as if he had written a letter. So maybe he had given in writing. Rav Shimon Shab given a letter in writing to Rabbi Chana Wasserman, and he writes, Rabbi Chana Wasserman responded in writing to him, and he asked him, he says, is there an obligation for me to believe Mashiach is coming today? Said Rabbi Chana Wasserman back to him, no, absolutely not. That's right. Well, how do you know Mashiach is coming today? I don't believe he is coming today. I want him to come today. He could come today, but not that he is coming today. And then Rabbi Chana carries on, and he writes something so beautiful. He says that really, there should be, he writes about himself, I should write a compiler sefer. I should write a sefer on Mashiach coming. Go through Tanakh, go through Torah, go through Nevi'im, all the Nevu'ahs, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, go through all the Psukim, go through Chazal, go through the Zohar, all of the Chazal, all the Psukim that deal with Bias HaMashiach, and compile it in a sefer so that people can read and can see what Chazal tell us about the Ikvus of the Mashiach, when Mashiach is going to come. Be a chizuk for people, Rabbi Chanan says. But he writes, but what can I do? You know, my shiurim are taking my time, my sforim are taking my time, I can't do that. But somebody should really do that. So, Rav Shimon Shvab writes, I took the message, I took the directive from my Rebbe, And I did it. I compiled the booklet, and although his sefer on Torah, which some of you are familiar with, is called Mayon Beis HaSheva, but his sefer, which was actually printed before that, was written before that, was called Beis HaSheva. And that's a separate booklet. It's found in Hebrew books, you can find it. Beis HaSheva, it's a booklet, Reb Shimon Schwabkum. All together, he gathered, collated all of the psukim, the chazal, rishonim. He goes through all of them, the sources in Zohar, where it talks about Ikvas of the Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach, what's going to happen, how it should be, what we should be hoping for. And he put it all together. And he writes, he did this as a booklet, Binum Shem, and he wanted to send it to Blachanon, but unfortunately it happened, this, the world war happened, it never happened. And then he said, 20 years later, he reprinted it in his own name. But that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're thinking about now when we open our door. The words of Remo, I just, when I read that piece from Rav Shimon Schwab, it struck me as fascinating. You would think, what's the most important thing a person can do? You're writing a sefer. I'm sorry, but the Kama comes first. My Kavit Shurim is more important to me right now, I can't stop. That's what he writes. He says, I'm busy with my Sforim, and I can't write this. I mentioned this to my Shvogar, Meir Rappaport. He said, Efshanish. He said, maybe Rav Chanan is obligated, you know, he's Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva is not free to learn what he wants to learn. He has his Shibudim, but maybe he'd have liked to, but you can't. You paid a salary, or you know, you have an obligation, you can't. Oh, but Brother Chanan said, I'm writing my Kevitz Yurim, I'm not writing that sefer. Somebody needs to write it. Oh, but that's what Rav Shimon Schwab did. So, this idea that we're looking at the second part of the Haggadah, when we come to Shvecha Moscow, we're looking forward to the Tzipisa Yeshua, is a comment is extended by the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim on this halacha he writes, V'chein noyagin, and it's because of this we have a custom, Leimar Chad Gadyo. To say Chad Gadyo at the end of our Seder. Why? Because Chad Gadyo has the same theme. It also goes from the previous Malchiyos all the way through to our final redemption. What he says. Chad Gadyo is medabe b'inyon golos mitzrayim v'shagadyos, and it also comes to the Gula Achreina. Where do you see that in Chad Gadyo? So the Chidon, his sefer, Chaim Shoal, he writes, he was asked a question, and I'll read out the Hashayla to you, three lines of Hashayla. Sha'alta mimeni, Echad shei misleitzeitz al piyut Chad Gadyo, sha'omrim ba'ori Ashkenaz leilis Kaddish Chag. There was a person who mocked Chad Gadyo. Mit chayzik, letzonis. You say Chad Gadyo? So letzonis, what are you doing? And there was a person there, not a rover, a person there, who heard this person mocking Chad Gadyo, and he put him in Nidui, made him cherem. How can you do such a thing? So he sent a shayla to the Chido, was it right to do that, was it wrong to do that? Chido has a whole arichus, he writes back, that Chad Gadyo is a shir which has been said, by Gedayle Yisrael, so you're mocking all the Gedayle Yisrael who sang it. Havad yachayv Nidui, mecha teise not. And the person is obligated to do tshuva, what's so important about Chad Gadyo? What are we singing about? It's a beautiful song at the end of the Seder, like many other songs, which we have to think about as well, if we have a few minutes. But what's going on in Chad Gadyo? So there is a beautiful pirish which I came across, and a pirish I found in Haggadah Migdal Eidah HaKhodosh. Migdal Eidah is the likut of various Meforshim, and he brings a pirish from the Ur Yashorim, Rabbi Chil Heller, the Baal Amudi Ur. And he says, HaPiyut HaZeh Yisaydosei Bahadras Kodesh Bonu Alpi Midrashi Chazal. Chad Gadyo is built on a Medrash Chazal. What Medrash Chazal? Targum Sheni Megillas Esther. Hu Achashverish. He says, Achashverish, Hu Achashverish, HaMelech Moed Bat Kush. What does the Targum Sheni write? He says as follows. Achashverish Chad Min Asora Malchun, the Malchun, Vasidin Baalmo. There are 10 kingdoms which have been from the beginning of time till the end of time. Achashverish was one of them. And those 10 kingdoms, says the Migdal Eidah in Yerushalayim, is what Chad Gadyo is all about. Starting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and finishing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Briyas HaOlam, all the way to our future goals, our future Geula. Who are they? Malchus Kadamo, the very first kingdom. Molech Hashem Tzevokos, the Bagola Tiskele Aloni writes, it's afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll explain them in a moment. Tinyona is Nimrod, Tliso is Paroi, Malka Revio is Yisrael, Chamishon Uchanetz Melech Bovel, Shiso is Achashverosh, Modai, the seventh is Yovan, eighth is Rome, the ninth, Ben David. The tenth is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, he writes, Dibagolet Isgele Machuse al Kol Dari Arada. His Malchus will be revealed on everybody. So what shot? So the Haggadah Migdal Eidah, the Zohar Yesharim explains as follows. Start of Chad Gadyo. The Zabin Abo Bisrei Zuzei. Chad Gadyo. What's the Zabin Abo? Who's the Abo? Abo Zabin Shvashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has five kinyonim. One of the kinyonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avraham Avinu. As the Pasuk says, Baruch Avraham Mekel Elyon, Koine Shemayim Varetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koine Avraham Avinu. How is he Koine Avraham Avinu? By Shemayim Varetz. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with one purpose. That there should be a Gilui Kvet Shemayim Be'oretz as well as Be'Shemayim. And before Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Be'Shemayim, not Be'oretz. Avraham Avinu brought that Gilui Kvet Shemayim, the knowledge, the Meida of Elikim, into Shemayim and Oretz. So he says that's Chad Gadio. The Gadio Chazal Rafal tells us it's Tzadikim, reference here to Avraham Avinu. The Zabi Nabla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired in Betray Zuzi. For the two things, the two coins, what were they? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name now was Nisgalit Avraham Avinu, Bashamayim, Uba'aretz. And this, by the way, is something that comes up many times in Agoda. The Malbim talks about this the way through the Tzachadash Bachav, that the whole purpose of the Makis was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be not just Bashamayim, Uva'aretz as well. There's a beautiful pinnish from Lez Ashkenazi who says, we say in the piyut of Lecho, 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 Ki Lecho, Lecho, Af Lecho, Lecho Hashem, Amam Lecho, Ki Lecho, Ki Lecho, what's that mean? Lecho, 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 Ki Lecho, Lecho. We're saying all these Lechos so many times. So yeah, seven Lechos is the six directions of the world, and the seventh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Merkaz Oretz. But Asura Blaz Ashkenazi, he says so beautifully. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bashamayim Uba'oretz. But where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu naturally, so to speak? In Shemayim. Right? HaShemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Oretz, Osan, Livni, Odom. But what we have, our mission in life, so to speak, our job, and Avraham Avinu's job, and that's what the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was, to bring the Shechina also to Oretz. So Lecho Ulecho, the Shemayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so is the Oretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But of those two, Lecho Ki Lecho, the Shemayim is naturally Yoz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Lecho Af Lecho, but even the Oretz is also Yoz Hashem. That's what we're saying in that phrase. Lecho Hashem Hamam Lecho. As Yerayim brings from the Sefer Yetzirah, that we have the six sides of the world, and the Merkaz is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Shechina which sustains everything. So this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kain Avraham Avinu, as it says in the Mishnah Ovis, Shemayim Uvaretz, that's a Trei Zuzei, that's something which comes through the whole way. Right? That's the Matei Ken Hashem Bekar Vaoretz, as the Pesuk of his Malbim elaborates on the Haggadah. So that's the first of the Chad Gadio, Avraham Avinu. What happened to Avraham Avinu? Also Shunra, Vachel Legadio. Who's Shunra? So he says very obviously. Eretz Shinor. The Gemara says, why was Bovel called Shinor? It's a sign era. It's a sign era. It's a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the evil hater. Ushenineru kol meisi Bovel Hashem. The Shunra is the land of Bovel, which is called Shinor, which came and it consumed Avraham Avinu. Took Avraham Avinu, threw him into a fire, Kivshanesh. And as Isaiah says, he destroyed Avraham Avinu, and a new barrier came out. The potential of Avraham came out, not Avraham. So that's the first kingdom was the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was Eskale by Avraham Avinu. That's Chad Gadi, Dzabin Abizri Zuzi. That's followed by Vosa Shunra. But Vosa Kalbo. The Kalbo came in Noshach Leshunra. It wasn't Ochal Leshunra. But it's Noshach Leshunra. Noshach Leshunra was, it overtook it. Who is the Caliph? So we're told in many sources, the Kelev is Malchus Mitzrayim. As it says, Kelev Shoval Kiyoy. What's Shoval Kiyoy? It goes back and again to its vomit. That was the Malchus Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to suffer, no one's up again, come back again and again and again. Kelev Shoval Kiyoy is Malchus Mitzrayim. I saw in the Chumash Agro also, he refers to, in a couple of places, the Malchus Mitzrayim as the Kelev. And the Kelev is what overtook the Malchus in the world from the previous from Nimrod. There's actually a Targum Yonason that says that Paroi was the grandson of Nimrod. Paroi was the grandson of Nimrod. But the kingdom of Mitzrayim is what overshone and overtook the kingdom of the previous kingdom of Babel, of the Kalbo. What happens next in Avchad Gadio? Also Chutro. The Chutro is the stick. Well, we know the stick is. Kaches Matcho, every time, every Makkah in the Pasuk almost. Take your stick and hit. Even by Kriyas Yamsuf, many Rishonim say, Horim es matkum, it's take it, not put away your stick. That's the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, which then evolved into Shevet Yehuda, the Mechekek Yerag. So we have Malchus Yisrael comes next. But unfortunately, that didn't remain. It was Va'asa Nura. Va'asa Nura is, it's Zesh B'tziyayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, which was through Malchus Nebuchadnezzar, which Hichrit. We are told that the fiery lion that came out of Kodesh HaKadoshim was representative of Nebuchadnezzar, Malchus Bovel. Yirmiyahu Hanavi describes Malchus Madian and Paras as Kailam Kayom Yehemet, that the Malchus Babel is going to be terrified because of the tremendous armies of Paras and Madai, which is Kailam Kayom. That's also Mayo. Also Turo. We follow through in the Chad Gadio. Yeres Dvarsh writes in great detail, but wrote in many places, that the mazel of Malchus Yoven is a shoir. Torah, the bull. At Kisvulachem Akeren Asher, Kielachem Chelik Vleke Yisrael. That's what the motto was, the war cry of Yovan was against Klal Yisrael. And then we come to Asa Shechit. Asa Shechit, who came after we had Yovan, we had Rome. That's a Shechit. There was never a kingdom which has greater butchers than Rome, Romulus, Madin. The Gemara tells us, Mazel Madin. Mazel Madin is the butchers. A person who's born in Mazel Madin, he's going to become a butcher, he's going to become a murderer, become a whale. And that was the greatest. See, the entertainment of Rome was bloodthirsty. Everything was bloodthirsty in Rome. It was the most vicious and violent of all civilizations. That was the Shechit. But also Malacham Oves, he says, the Pirkei Rabbeinu tells us that actually the Malchus of Rome is going to destroy itself. They will actually destroy its own power, its own sar, and they will eat up on themselves and consume themselves through their viciousness. Which is V'osam Malacham Oves, and through that we have Tzmiach Keren Yeshua, which comes to the penultimate kingdom of the coming of Mashiach, which leads us to Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Chad Gadio goes through all the way from the beginning of time, coming to the future revelations where we have the coming of Mashiach and Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that says, the Chidon echoes what the Rama says of it. The Kaf HaChaim says echoes what the Rama says of it. B'schus emunu zu yavei Mashiach. We have a few more minutes. Just if I thought on, we mentioned that v'osa chutro. The chutro is the stick of Matan Moshe Rabbeinu. The stick of Moshe Rabbeinu, again, as we said, comes through all the Makis. And it's actually mentioned in Hagadah Shel Pesach. U'ba'oisais zeh hamateh. Why? Should be Ba'isais Zeh Makis. Why are we focusing on the matter, the stick? The stick is what's so important. And all the way through the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, take your stick. Moshe, take your stick. Always the whole way through. What's so significant about the stick? So Nagod HaMaisi Yedeyetzer of Shlomo Kluger, he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that there'll be a daiga b'lev Yisrael. There'll be a concern Klal Yisrael are going to have. We're coming out of Mitzrayim. And as we actually know that coming out of Mitzrayim was early, which led to future Golios, made a reference beforehand to an egg, we have a Seder plate, to give us the association with Tisha B'Av, because coming out of Mitzrayim early led to future Churban Habayis. So we know there's going to be future Dairis, but we're not going to have a Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're going to need a leader to help us through Golios and through times of suffering. So it's very nice, we're coming out of Mitzrayim now, we have Moshe. What's going to be in the future when we don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu? There's never going to be another Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. What are we going to do? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not doing Yetzias Mitzrayim through Moshe Rabbeinu. It's going to be through a stick. Eitz Yovish. I'm going to give you an Eitz Yovish. Take a stick. The stick is what's performing the Makis for you. It's not Moshe, not Ari. Take a stick. A stick is what's doing it for you. And you'll know that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can perform all these miracles through a matter, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can perform it through any person. He writes it, especially if you feed the Drosh Haran. The Haran says, once something happens once, it's easier to happen a second time. So therefore, once you have Yetzias Mitzrayim once through the stick, it can happen a second time. Had it happened through Moshe, we wouldn't have another Moshe. There goes. So the Magid of the Haggadah was wondering. The Mefarshim tell us, Ibn Ezra and others write, there's enough community in Ois and Mephis. And Ois is something which is on the future. And Mephis is on the Ovar. So if we're thinking about that the purpose of the Makis. What was the purpose of the Makis? To prove that there has been Hashem created the world, and Hashem has been managing the world, and Hashem continues to manage the world. That really should be the Ovar, it should be a Mayface. Why is it Ois? It should be a Mayface. The answer is, it's true. All of the Makis were Mayfsim. They were a sign of the past, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He's the Kol Yochel, there was no other creator, no other power. But we need another sign for the future. We need a sign for the future that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue taking us out of Mitzrayim even when we don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. After that, says the Baal HaGadol, that's why it says a Pasuk, Ois, not Mephis. So what's the relevance of Ois? Zeh HaMateh. The Nisim themselves that happened, the Makis that happened, that's a Mephis. That's in the past, to prove Hashem created the world. But the fact that we need an ois for the future, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem is showing you in the future you'll always be saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eke Asher Eke. I'm with you in this story, so I'll be with you in future stories, even with the Moshe Rabbeinu. That was symbolized by the matter. That's why the Baal HaGadol says, ois is a matter. And to conclude, he says, and we find Hari sent out Klal Yisrael. First he said, you can go to the Schorim Etaf, but not the Behemoth. That's what Hari said, the Behemoth can't go. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, we're not having that. And we had the might of Marcus. So he says, Shebe Kluger means the Marcus of Yetzias Mitzrayim happened for the animals. It didn't happen for us. Pari and Brit allow us go. Pari said that you can go long before he came to Marcus Bechiris. But he says, Moshe, no, you're not taking your behemoths with you. So for the animals to come out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Marcus and Marcus Bechiris and did all the Marcus that followed. What's Pshat? Says Shebe Kluger again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us. You know, im reshonim kamalochim anachlu kibnei odom chazal telas. Im reshonim kibnei odom anachlu kibemus. Yeah, like a chamoyim. We might think that we are, in comparison to the previous generations, we are like behemoths. How are we going to come out of our godus? That's what Hashem Klug. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us in Mitzrayim. Hashem showed us in Mitzrayim. You can be like behemoths, but I'll do a yitzias Mitzrayim for the behemoths as well. The miracles of yitzias Mitzrayim happened for the behemoths. So, Mitzrayim, Hashem, we should be zeicher to see B'mehevi Reminu, as we are in the month of Nisan, in the month of Sofek HaShokul, we should see the Ovi Mashiach, Yishbe Chamos El Akum. Thank you.
My
very nice.
Very good. Yeah. So, yeah. Very good. Yeah. 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 Yeah.